Ever get that feeling? Like, you know, there's this whole universe of like super innovative companies out there, but you just haven't stumbled across them yet. Well, that's kind of how we felt about today's deep dive. Sondor's e-bikes.
Definitely.
They kind of came out of nowhere, right?
Yeah, they did.
Promising these like crazy affordable e-bike dreams. But it's been, well, let's just say it's been a bit of a wild ride ever since.
A roller coaster, for sure.
Totally. So we've been digging through a mountain of articles, some looking back at their like whole journey, others, you know, diving into customer complaints, and even some like kind of juicy reports on what might be happening behind the scenes.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so our mission today, figure out if Sondor's actually, you know, walk the walk after talking the talk. Did they deliver on those early promises, or was it all a little too good to be true?
Yeah, the age-old question. Well, what I find fascinating about Sondors is that they really seem to tap into a market like right at the cusp of exploding. So we're talking mid-2010s, e-bikes were gaining some traction, but they were still pretty niche, mostly because of the price tag.
Yeah, definitely not exactly like an impulse buy.
Exactly. And that's where Sondors came in with this like bold idea. High quality e-bikes, but at a price point that was unheard of at the time.
Oh, I see where you're going with this. So they were essentially making e-bikes accessible to like the everyday person, not just those with deep pockets.
Exactly. And to really get the word out there, they chose to launch on Indiegogo.
Ah, smart move.
Yeah.
Crowdfunding was really taking off around then.
Huge, right? And their campaign, it absolutely blew up. They ended up raising a mind-boggling $5.3 million.
Okay, 5.3
A
million.
million with an M.
That's insane. Like,
Well,
seriously, that's not just, you know, dipping your toes in the water. That's a tidal wave of funding. That kind of response, though, you gotta imagine, comes with a whole other set of challenges,
yeah.
especially for a company that's just starting out.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, on the one hand, you've got this incredible validation, right? Like the market clearly wants what you're selling.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, you're suddenly faced with the monumental task of actually delivering on those promises on a scale that you probably hadn't even anticipated.
And at a certain point, you have to think, was that initial success like a blessing and a curse? Like, did it maybe set them up for a fall later on?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And it's something that, looking back, might provide some valuable insights. But before we dive into all that, I'm curious about the bikes themselves. What were some of the models that really captured people's attention early on?
Yeah, what were they actually offering?
Well, they had a pretty diverse lineup, which I think was smart because it allowed them to appeal to a wider range of riders. So, for example, they had the Sondor's Fold. As you might guess, it was designed for urban commuters, people who needed something compact and easy to fold up for storage or taking on public transportation.
Oh, that's super practical, especially in cities where, like, space is at a premium.
Absolutely. Then for the more adventurous types, they had the Sondor's X. This was their rugged off-road model. Think fat tires, powerful motor, ready to tackle some serious terrain.
Okay, so they had the city covered and the great outdoors. What else?
And then for those who are all about speed and simplicity, there was the Sondor's Thin, known for its sleek design and focus on performance.
Wow, they really did try to cover all bases. It sounds like, at least from the outside, they were off to a pretty phenomenal start.
They were on a roll, for sure, but, and I think, you know, there's a but coming here. The articles also paint another picture, a story that starts to emerge from the customer experience. And unfortunately for many, it wasn't quite the dream ride they were promised.
Yeah, that's where we really start to see those cracks in the facade, those like whispers of too good to be true
Yeah.
starting to get a little louder.
Okay, so what were people saying? What were the main issues that kept popping up?
Well, the big one, the one that seemed to really get under people's skin, was shipping delays. Like, we're talking months-long waits, sometimes even over a year for bikes to arrive.
A year. Come on, that's like enough time to train for the Tour de France.
Right. And to make matters worse, the communication from Sondor's was, well, let's just say it wasn't their strong suit.
So people were left in the dark wondering when or even if their shiny new e-bike was ever going to show up.
Exactly. And you know, it makes you wonder if their reliance on crowdfunding played a role in all this.
How so?
Well, think about it. If you're constantly having to launch new campaigns to fund the next big thing, it's easy to see how fulfilling existing orders might take a backseat. Yeah, it's like that classic juggling act for businesses, right? Trying to keep the momentum going while making sure you're not dropping the ball on past promises.
Exactly. And unfortunately, in Saunders' case, it seems like some balls might have been dropped.
So it wasn't just the waiting game then. There were actual issues with the bikes themselves.
Yeah, sadly, that's where things get even more complicated. Because on top of the delays, you start to see all these complaints about the quality of the bikes once they finally arrived. Batteries dying way too quickly, motors conking out, parts breaking down. Basically, not the kind of durability people were hoping for.
Oof, that's got to be a punch in the gut, especially after waiting so long and shelling out your hard-earned cash.
Right. And the thing is, these weren't just isolated incidents. It started to feel like maybe, just maybe, there were some bigger systemic issues going on within the company.
Okay, so red flags starting to wave. What were some of those systemic issues that were bubbling to the surface?
Well, one of the biggest ones was customer service, or should I say, the lack thereof. People were reporting that trying to get in touch with Sondors was like, well, trying to contact the mothership, emails going unanswered, calls going straight to voicemail. It was like the company had gone radio silent.
Oh man, that's the worst. It's like sending a text and seeing that dreaded read receipt, but never getting a reply.
Exactly. And of course, social media just amplifies
Well,
everything.
for sure. One viral tweet and suddenly everyone's talking.
Exactly. And there was this one Twitter thread in particular that really caught fire. A customer documented their 6-month odyssey trying to get a refund for a faulty bike.
Oof, 6 months.
6 months. It was like the ultimate Sondor's customer service horror story.
So, not exactly the kind of publicity any company wants.
Not even a little bit. And this is where I think things start to get really interesting from a business analysis perspective.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Break it down for us.
It's like, that old saying, too much of a good thing.
Can be a bad thing.
Exactly. And I think that perfectly sums up what happened with Sondors. They were so focused on growth, on constantly chasing that next wave of crowdfunding, that they kind of forgot about the importance of building a solid foundation.
So it's almost like they were on this treadmill, right? Just churning out new product launches, but never really taking the time to pause, catch their breath, and say, okay, how do we actually make this thing sustainable?
Precisely. And then you add in the fact that they were dealing with all these other internal challenges.
Oh, right. We were just about to get to that. What else was going on behind the scenes?
Well, for starters, there were reports of financial troubles, like employee lawsuits over unpaid wages, which is never a good sign, obviously.
Yeah.
And then to top it all off, you had Storm Sondors himself stepping down as CEO.
Whoa, really? I hadn't heard that part.
Yeah, it happened kind of quietly, but it definitely raised some eyebrows. I mean, anytime you have the namesake founder of a company suddenly exiting, it's going to make people wonder what's going on.
Yeah, it makes you think, if he's jumping ship, what does he know that we don't?
Right. And keep in mind, this is all happening against the backdrop of those shipping delays, the customer service nightmares, and the complaints about the bikes themselves.
So it was like every time they tried to take a step forward, something else would come along and knock them back down.
Exactly. It was this perfect storm of challenges. And then, to make matters even worse, the lawsuits started piling up.
Oh man, not the lawsuits.
Yep, both from customers who were fed up with waiting for refunds or repairs, and from suppliers who were saying, hey, you guys never paid us.
Oof, talk about adding insult to injury.
Right. So it's this really complex, messy situation. And it's hard to say for sure, but you do have to wonder if they had just prioritized communication and customer service from the get-go, maybe, just maybe, things could have gone differently.
Yeah, it's like even if you're dealing with challenges behind the scenes, just being honest and upfront with your customers can go a long way.
Absolutely. Transparency is key. But unfortunately, I think by the time Sondors realized that, it was already too late. The damage had been done.
So where do things stand now? What's the latest news on Sondors?
Well, as of late 2024, the company is actively looking for a buyer. They've closed down their headquarters, they're not taking any new orders, and there are still, get this, thousands of customers who are still waiting for refunds or bikes they ordered, some going back years.
It's crazy, right? What started out as this like super promising dream, this vision of affordable e-bikes for everyone, has turned into, well, a bit of a cautionary tale.
It really is. And I think it's a reminder that no matter how good an idea might seem, no matter how much buzz it generates, there's no substitute for a solid business plan, clear communication, and a commitment to customer satisfaction.
I'm going to set it better myself. Well, folks, there you have it. The roller coaster ride that is Sondors e-bikes. A story of innovation, ambition, and ultimately a reminder that even the most promising startups can stumble and fall. As always, we want to hear from you. Have you ever had an experience of a company that promised the world but failed to deliver? Hit us up on social media and share your story. And be sure to check out the show notes for links to all the articles we discussed, plus some additional resources on e-bikes and crowdfunding. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and don't be afraid to ask the tough questions.